Welcome back to the Membership IQ. I'm Sarah Slidek. We do this podcast via audio as well as video. And today, if you are tuning in via video, you are seeing me decked out in pearls and even gloves. Ooh, yes. Do you remember when glamour was a thing? I do. I have pictures of my grandmother going to baseball games in pearls of all things, and dresses and hats. And I gotta be honest, I kind of love it. I wish that we had that vintage age once again, but we don't. My daughters joke about that, "Mom, you really never know what it means to be truly casual." And I guess I don't. I like the glamour. I like the vintage. I like antiques. But I also like trends. And that's what we're talking about today. My daughters don't remember the era of glamour. And they were raised with ancestors, their great-grandmother, who was very glamorous and grew up in the 1920s. They have been raised during a time where society's been getting increasingly more casual. And that's a trend we're observing right now. Trends. I want to talk about trends. It's not just fashion, although fashion is fascinating. It's a fascinating way to look at how society is responding to what's happening. As stress has increased, we have become more casual in our attire, but it will be interesting post-pandemic to see what happens, because in the post-World War I and World War II eras, there was definitely a shift towards more glamour as people wanted to get out again. And maybe we'll see that again in pandemic. That is a trend to watch. How will society change? Why is it important for associations to pay attention to trends? Because you either are ahead of the curve or you're behind it. There's no in between. I have learned in my work with associations that a lot of associations think they're ahead of the curve, but they really aren't. I'll give you an example. When I start work with an association, I will usually do a little quiz. First, I'll ask them just how future-focused they are and how in touch with trends they are. In every single situation, the association says, "Yep, we are very trendy. We are modernized." Or they will say, "We're working on it." But they give themselves pretty high scores. But then I will do a quiz about some of the trends happening in their industry, for example. And in every single instance, the association fails. So recently, I was working with an education-focused association. Of course, we are very trendy. We know what's going on. I mean, we work with students, right? We work in education. We have to be ahead of the curve. But when presented with a quiz featuring trends on topics like how many classrooms are currently using artificial intelligence and robotics, they had no idea. When looking at how demographics are changing, they had no idea. You see, sometimes we get stuck in the past, although we might love it, like the glamour and the vintage and the antiques. We love the bygone. There's a certain allure about it, and we tend to romanticize the past. But if we get too tied to the past, we forget about the future, and we forget about where we're going, and we forget about who we're serving. And then we become increasingly irrelevant. Because how can we continue to engage the next generation and the next generation and the next if we're always trying to pull the association back to the past? So trends, how the heck do you find them? You know, and again, in my work, as a generational researcher and a futurist and someone who studies social change, I am always looking at trends. And to me, it kind of comes second nature. And maybe that's because I have a background as a journalist, but I'm surprised how many people have no idea where to go to look for trends. And it's really very, very simple. It simply requires you to be a student, not someone who has all the answers, but kind of that beginner's mindset, that student mindset as to what's going on in the world. It means, yes, reading lots of industry publications, reading trend reports, reading TikTok, going on TikTok, yes, watching videos, going on YouTube, finding out who the current celebrity influencers are and what they're doing. If you're sitting back and you're watching the Grammys or the Oscars or the Academy Awards and you don't know half of the references that are being made in the speeches or half of the celebrities that are being recognized, it's probably a sign that you don't know the current trends, the current pop culture. I am always reading youth publications to really understand teen culture, because throughout history, whether we're talking about rock and roll or Harley Davidson or Facebook or selfies, in every single instant, when there's a major social change, it starts with the youngest generation and it eventually trickles up and influences the masses. So if you can be paying attention to youth culture, you're getting a pretty good idea of the trajectory of what's to come. But it's also so incredibly key to be paying attention if you're a professional and trade association, to be constantly reviewing industry research to know about the latest developments, workforce trends, things like advancements in technology. And again, notable people making notable discoveries. We can't just settle. We can't just settle for status quo. We can't be stagnant. You are either growing or you're dying in any type of business. Your association is either evolving or it's not. There is no middle ground. I love the past. I sometimes think I was born in the wrong decade. I love it, but I'm also infatuated with finding out what is on the horizon. And that's the same mindset that you need to make sure that your organization succeeds, not just here and now, not just for this generation, but for the generations to come. I'm Sarah Sladek. This is the Membership IQ. Thanks for tuning in.